Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Radio Tony Everyday Business. We are live streaming across the world now. Welcome to our listeners in America. Good afternoon, Australia, and welcome to everyone listening in Germany and Russia. A big shout out to you today. Live on the other end in the Philippines, we have Payo ready, waiting and listening to take your comments and questions and provide you links to all our guest information today. Just a reminder, if you miss the live of this show, please jump onto Binge Networks USA, Hero Go TV USA, and the Tony TV channel on Roku, LG, and Samsung smart TVs across the world. We have a superbly amazing guest for you today, and I want to tell you about Jay Nolan and his latest book, The Power of a Woman from a Man's Perspective. From the perspective of a real man. Jay is a loving husband, father, and entrepreneur who has dedicated his life to helping others around the world. He is an ex-former professional baseball player, and he naturally injects extreme discipline and focus into all areas of his life. As a national syndicated business columnist for the LA Tribune, he uses his voice to help others to be heard. As an activist, Jay is a shining light on subjects and people that need the most across the world. Jay's mission is to make a positive impact to raise awareness around the societal issues like child hunger and abandonment, women's abuse, human trafficking, animal cruelty, environmental pollution and degradation, and social inequity. I'm going to love talking to Jay today. Jay's current projects include helping fully fund Obuga Memorial Orphanage School in Kenya, Africa, where he has provided the primary funding for 11 years and has been supporting the work of the Sunshine Centre, the National Indigenous Women's Resource Centre, and the Women's Refuge at St. John's County. And you can support those causes too by jumping on to backtobackprojects.com. Jay is a very accomplished entrepreneur and businessman, and over the years, he's trained hundreds of thousands of people around the world to develop supreme confidence and self-esteem. And many of these people are now creating world-changing impact and spreading positivity, social consciousness to their own communities. Good evening, Jay. Welcome to the Everyday Business Show. I'm so glad to have you here. We had a few issues to begin with, but I'm delighted to have you live on the show. How are you?
I'm so great, Tony. Thank you so much for having me here. It's such an honor to be here because I know you're providing impact, you're providing a difference and an opportunity to be one of the people that's watering the greatness of the seeds that's in everybody we talk to. So I can't wait to get into this conversation.
I thought, Jay, that I'd really like you to tell the audience today a little bit about your story. Can you share that with us today? Because you've gone from professional sports person to columnist to entrepreneur to author. That's quite a journey.
Yeah, you know, I grew up on a small in a small town in the country in Kentucky, United States of America, and grew up on a hog farm. For those of you that don't know what hogs are, that's pigs. And so I grew up very humble, I mean, when you're in that type of smell and that mud and that filth, it really brings a humility to you, you know? And so I grew up, you know, with my grandparents having a major influence on me and my granddad teaching, hey, no matter where you're at, be sure to maximize and take advantage of every situation that you can. And make the best out of it. Be proud of it. He said, we don't have a lot, but we're getting the most out of what we do have. And so I grew up with that instilled in me. And my dad planted little seeds. So that's why this show is so important. Because I believe it's those seeds that get planted and get watered. My dad says, son, one of these days you're going to be a professional baseball player. And I'm from a small town in Kentucky on a hog farm. And I'm going, wow. And then as I got involved in school, I started watching my dad kind of grooming me that way. And I just took off from it. And then I had a very unique career, I had 6 years in professional baseball. And then all of a sudden it came to a screeching halt, blew my elbow out in 1995, right when I was really about to do great things. You know, for those that know about professional athletes, Alex Rodriguez was my roommate at the time, about to play next to Junior. So here we go. And next thing you know, gone. And I had to face Tony real life. And so real
Yeah.
life is really what forced me. And so when I had to come into the real world out of getting paid to play a game, I had to be forced with how do I want to make money? How do I want to make a living? And I decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur where I control my time. And that was really what
Yes.
led me on early, Tony.
Fantastic. And so you've done quite a lot of writing. You're an author of a number of books, and we're going to talk about the books later in the show. But when I was researching your information online and I was reading through all the wonderful, amazing things on your site, J. Nolan Mastery, there's an impressive amount of ways that you help people. Can you tell the audience about some of these phenomenal programs?
Yeah, you know, the number one thing I love to focus on is the subconscious mind. You know, Aristotle, the great
Yes.
philosopher, said, "Give me a child until they're seven, I'll show you the adult." Give me a child until they're seven, I'll show you the adult. And so I started wondering, what is he talking about? So as I began to research it, the way we are is based upon our brain waves and the way our brain waves are operating in certain stages of our life or during the course of a day. But early on, from 0 to 7, that's when most of your subconscious mind is set up to what's
Yeah.
going to run you for the rest of your life. And so
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time, you know, studying Think and Grow Rich and Napoleon Hill, utilizing auto-suggestion every day, just speaking power and positivity into myself. And that's a bull rush effect. But what happens is most people, Tony, I found, won't have the discipline to go ahead and move through all
Yes.
the challenges that life throws at you while you're trying to learn to get that change of your subconscious. And so I started looking for other mechanisms. So I created confidencetones.com, which is on the J. Nolan Mastery site. That's brainwave entrainment. So utilizing binaural tones, solfeggio tones, isochronic tones, and utilizing certain music to put you in certain moods. But the brainwave suggestion that we were able
Yes.
to do, we can just shortcut a lot of time by just
Yes.
putting on a set of headphones. So we utilize those type of programs. We utilize video training. We utilize books. We utilize audio training. And so I like to come at a ton of different approaches so somebody can be able to relate to something.
'Cause as humans, we are completely unique, and what works for someone might not work with someone else. And I can absolutely attest to the power of the subconscious mind because you can do lots of work with the conscious mind and managing your thoughts on a thought by thought way. But it's the subconscious mind. If you can shift that and change the way that it reacts and functions, you have a brand new life, don't you, Jay?
Absolutely. And I think the biggest challenge question for me personally, for our audience today is, can you master your mind? And
Yeah.
what does that look like? The person, okay, so I want to get a little bit more specific. So whenever I'm talking to folks, I say, when you've mastered your mind, when you're able to think the way you want to think. And so how would I want to think? Naturally, I wouldn't want to think any type of negativity about myself or my surroundings. I wouldn't want to naturally want to do that. Naturally, we should want to have good things for ourselves. So how do
Yeah.
you think good things for yourself all the time? Is that possible? That was the question for myself. And it
Yeah.
is absolutely possible if you remove all the space that's around when it comes to doubt. So I live a life,
Yes.
Tony, real simple. I live a life of no doubt. Because even if you have just a little bit of faith, but you've got no doubt, you have 100% faith.
Yeah. And it's a powerful thing, isn't it?
I love it. You can move mountains.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to be conscious though. You've first got to be conscious of that negativity within your mind space at a conscious level before you can even start to work with the subconscious level. You've got a new app called Immersion. Is it out yet, Jay?
So it's called Umersion.
U-mersion. Oh, that's even better.
Instead of immersion, we want U-mersion.
U-mersion.
That app will be out in about 3 weeks. It'll be on the Apple Store. It'll be on the Android Store. So the U-mersion is so powerful in that it's going to give you the ability right from your phone to be able to get these different tones and modalities. Yes. Easily accessible to you, just to be able to just put your headphones on and then utilize not only a visual, but we've got an incredible amount of video, and we utilize special lighting to be able to drive things even deeper to the subconscious mind. So I think you said something so important, Tony, about, you know, consciously, how do we avoid the negativity? You know, how we avoid it is through our association. That's why I believe your show is so critical, because it's given us space to not have any negativity. Yes. So how many of these shows can you listen to of Tony's and the information and the what you're bringing to the world? And so people like yourself, like myself, when we come together, we're just combining and taking up more space. Everybody that's listening, you're part of the puzzle to take up more space of positivity. If we just pack that in and let that grow out from within, there is no room for the negativity. So who are we going to associate with? I'm going to associate with people like yourself. I choose to.
Oh, Jay, that's awesome. That's really lovely to hear. I too definitely agree that positivity has a ripple effect, and whoever is listening today is the exact person who needs to hear what Jay's talking about today. They are the ones that need to hear the message about changing your life and living your best life, and I'm testament to what living your best life is. And it's not all been roses. It is hard work, isn't it, Jay? When you start working on yourself, it can be tough.
Hardest work a person will ever have to do is what's called positive sustained thought. Hardest work you'll ever do in your life is, can you maintain positive sustained thought? And when I first got this, Tony, it was back in 1995. I was invited by a 23-year-old young lady. She was from Romania, and she was a mentor. I was 27 at the time. She was from Romania, but she was a very successful entrepreneur, like early on. So she was earning like six figures in residual income at the time. And I was sitting there, lost my career, broke, car got repossessed. How'd I go from professional athlete to all of a sudden my car is repossessed, I'm living with roommates? And I got this 23-year-old girl saying, you've got to learn how to master your mind. And I've got to, and she says, I've got trainings and seminars that you could go to that I'm attending to help me. So she takes me to this seminar in San Jose, California. I think it was November 17th, 18th of 1995, somewhere around that time. I know 18 was in there somewhere. So I'm sitting in the seminar. Tony, there was 4,000 people in it.
Yeah.
Now, but here's what most people don't know. Because I had lost my baseball career, I was very, very sad. I got depressed. And so I was seeing a psychologist. They put me on medication. So here I am taking antidepressants. And I've been taking them for several weeks. I go to this training. And all of a sudden, the leader of the training, he gets up. It was very famous. Everybody starts clapping. 4,000 people stand up and go, and then he goes, listen here, everybody. And so I'm like, I mean, it was like shocking. He goes, I want everybody in this room to get this straight. If you can't get this straight, it's a waste of time. I want you to go to the back of the room and I want you to ask for your money back. And I'm like, this is how this happens. I'm all leaning forward like, what's going on? He goes, you got to get this straight no matter what. He says, successful people are having a great day every day, no matter what. He says, if you can't get that straight from an entrepreneurial standpoint, go back to the back of the room, ask for your money back, get out of here. I couldn't, Tony, then you saw like 100 or 200 people. They were scuffling out. Like, oh, who's this to tell me? I had tears running down my face. I had tears. And I remember at a break, I called my mama. I said, Mama, she says, boy, what's going on with you? I said, I found it. She said, you found what? I said, I found somebody that will tell me the truth.
Yeah.
About how life really works. And so I'm like, what does he mean have a successful day? He goes, everybody's got problems. But it's impossible to not be able to change your problems by speaking positivity to everything. So if somebody says, what's up? Most people go, nothing much. He goes, you can't afford for nothing much to be up. So if I say, what's up? You need to say, everything's up. Everything's happening. Everything's wonderful. He says, it's impossible to speak that way throughout the course of the day, no matter what happened to you bad, and it not change for the good. That is sustained positive thought. I've been living that way for 25 years.
Jay, it's about the energy. And you would know that that vibrational energy of positivity attracts more positivity. And you start to have conversations and connections and talks with people who feel the same way. And as that starts to happen in your life, it becomes more and more difficult for negativity to live there on an ongoing basis. And it just changes the way you see the world and the way that the world interacts with you. So yes, bad things still happen, but they cease to have power over you and your life.
Yeah. Don't sweat the small stuff. One of my great mentors, she was a big whopping 28. I was 27. But she was a multimillionaire. And she looked at me, she says, she honey me too. She goes, honey, don't sweat the small stuff. I said, what do you mean? She goes, don't sweat the small stuff. And guess what? Small stuff? I said, what? She goes, everything.
Everything.
She says, no matter how big it is, it's small stuff. Don't sweat it. She goes, it will work out. So what I learned, and I want to tell everybody listening to Tony and I right now.
Yeah.
The worst case scenario is it always works out.
It does. Always. Yep. Always.
We're still here. Look at you. All beautiful, all wonderful, all powerful Tony sitting there. That means she's still living. All that stuff that's happened to Tony in her life hasn't taken her out yet. So guess what? It's not working out. It ain't taking me out yet. It was working out. As long as we got breath, let's just freaking love each other. Love our life. Love situations. Love challenges. And then guess what will happen? You'll get more of it. It's just automatic.
That's right. It is. It is. And when that starts to happen, it is the most amazing feeling. It's a feeling of, for me, it's a feeling of gratitude and happiness and love and peacefulness and wisdom. And it's just the best way to live life. So Jay, was that the start, that seminar, that was the start of your entrepreneurial journey?
Changed my whole world. I ain't been the same since November 17th or 18th. Well, actually November 13th, 1995 was when I met that lady. I know the date.
Yes.
November 13th, 1995 is when I met that 23-year-old girl. Changed my life. And it got me thinking right. That's why Napoleon Hill wrote the book, Think and Grow Rich.
And Grow Rich.
Well, I think he should have added one more word to it at the beginning. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Think and grow rich. You know, you got to stop. You got to stop it, you know, because we're so busy.
You do.
Just stop. And then once you get your thoughts right, thoughts then become things. And I just, I got these choices every day, man. And I got to tell you something that impacted me big time was a couple of years before that. One of my best friends, he committed suicide. So in 1993, he committed suicide. We were supposed to go out. We're going to go to the club, have a great time. And he says, no, I'm not going out tonight. And then the next morning, all of a sudden, my coach comes walking up and says, Jerry killed himself. And we're like, what? And he wrote us a letter. There was three or four of us that were real close. He wrote us a letter, and it was smeared ink. So you can see where he was crying. He is apologizing, but he says, I can't deal with the pain no more of what happened with the way my mother's treated me. I mean, this is a grown man that had a master's degree. He was devastated to that day he killed himself about how things went with his mother and the way she treated him. He says, I couldn't take it. And so several days after that, my dad had a cleaning business. In the off season, you know, I just hustled, made extra money. And so as I was coming up through the ranks, and so I was in this building one night late, Tony, and I was vacuuming, and it was just a couple days after the funeral. And on the floor, it was like 100 offices in this building. On the floor in this room was a newspaper, and it was folded to the obituary section, and there was my best friend's picture. So I'm in this office, late night, dark, and I'm looking at this picture, and I'm looking at Jerry. And it just stopped me for a second. And then, after sitting there for about 20 seconds, I looked at that paper, and I shook my head. I said, I'm not going out like that. I spoke to him. I said, Jerry, I'm not going out like that. If I'm going out, I'm going all out. And since 93, I've been going all out. Now, sometimes I almost drove myself nuts because I didn't have something to actually go build. So when my baseball career was over and I didn't have anything to build, I went back to depression, right? But even when I was depressed, I didn't do it a little bit. I did it great. So I was all out depressed.
Yeah.
And when I found my change, I was all out change. And since that young girl, I have not been the same. That's a quarter of a century. I've been on fire for 25 years now.
And it doesn't look like it's abating anytime soon, Jay. I want to talk about your new book. What inspired you to write the book?
The Power of a Woman from the Perspective of Real Men came into my brain around 2014. My wife got pregnant. We're about a month or so into it. It still was too early, but there was a doctor that says that he can predict the sex of the child early on, typically a month before everybody else. He says that the child was going to be a girl. Now, I ended up having a son, all right? So I ended up having a son, but this doctor told me, Tony, I was having a girl. And guess what? For me, I don't know what it did, but I felt my heart go down into my toes. Like I was so, I'm going to have a daughter. I'm bringing her into this world. Yeah. I don't know. I felt a little bit more like over the top protective than it was about having a boy. So for 1 month, I literally believed I was having a girl. And my brain was scrambling about how do I make the world a better place for my daughter? Yeah. And so that was the spurt. So I started taking notes and I started doing trainings. And I've got a lot of trainings that have that thought process behind it. I've got a lot of very successful women that I've helped train and motivate and collaborate with because of that day, those days.
Yeah.
And so we ended up finding out that we have a little boy, but that spurned it. And then I did a video in 2016 talking about the power of a woman and about my grandmother, who when my parents were going nuts and they were getting divorced when I was like 9, my grandmother swooped in and gave me a ton of love and was like a mother hen, like this eagle just holding me.
Yeah.
And I thought about her. I was talking about it. And then my assistant starts saying to me, you know, you've been doing these notes, you've done this video, go on and do the book. And my wife said, yeah, go on and do the book. So one day I'm on Clubhouse and we're talking about this book and we had this 72-hour marathon straight on March 8th through March 11th. And I got the whole book. I've got all the outlines. I've got most of the guts of it written and it's just about finishing it up. And 72 hours doing this event because it was International Women's Day on March the 8th. And we were just celebrating women. And I kept hearing all these stories. the great Les Brown came in the room two or three times and spoke. And then he heard about I was writing this book. He said, can you send me a copy so I can read that before it gets out? So I sent it to him. He says, I'll give this book to every woman that's in my circle of life. And he said, would you let me do the foreword for you? And I said, I'm like, what?
Okay.
Les Brown wants to do my foreword. I was dancing. So he wrote the foreword. And if you read the book, you'll see he was extensive in his foreword in that book. And so he wrote the foreword. We started putting everything together. But in the book, I talk about my grandmother. I talk about that 23-year-old young lady. And then there was two more powerhouse women she introduced me to that really nurtured my entrepreneurship journey. And so that's really what got it going. Now, if you get into the guts of it, I've got statistics in there. Like, for example, most people don't know that like 137 women are murdered every day by a family member in this world. Every day.
Yep.
4 out of 10 women are raped during their lifetime. And they say that's just because of what's reported. They say that that's actually higher from what's not reported. And so I started looking at that. So it's not right. And so why is it not right? It's because somebody feels threatened. In this case, mostly men feel threatened. If I have real conversations with the man, I'll say, why do we have this imbalance between men and women? Because you feel threatened. Why do you feel threatened? Right? And then if you go in the book, you see where I do the thing that has to be done. I create the conversation and it empowers women. And it empowers men to be supportive of the women. I'm telling you, it's got a beautiful dance to it. We went number one on Amazon within 48 hours in 6 different categories already. Yeah,
that's amazing. It's only been out a month, not quite a month yet.
No, we officially released 2 days ago. So we pre-launched it a month ago. We pre-launched a month ago. But then it came out official, was on the 11th. And I had no idea about this. Did you know that October 11th is International Day of the Girl? So Girls' Day, not Women's Day. So
I did know that, but I didn't. That's amazing. That's an amazing universal coincidence, isn't it, Jay?
I was looking as we were launching, for the great Forbes Riley celebrity talk show host. Forbes was helping me do some videos and launching the book. And I got this message on my phone. It said, it's International Day of the Girl. I said, Forbes, you know that? She goes, no. So it's just serendipity. Serendipity.
That's awesome, Jay. Congratulations. Now, this book, you talk about the definition of a real man. Can you share that with the audience for me, please?
The definition of a real man is that you are not afraid to empower your woman. You're not afraid of her shine. And then if you're in a relationship with a woman, she is your queen, and you make her feel that without any threat to yourself whatsoever. So you remove all jealousy out of you. There's no coveting in you. You see, my wife, I don't care how much she shines because it makes us shine more. And see, if I want, and this is the thing, jealousy is a weird thing. And what I tell folks is, if there's anything you feel a little jealous about or insecure with, well, work hard enough to get it. So if somebody's got something that you want, instead of being jealous of what they got, work hard enough to get what they got.
Absolutely. So if it's
insecurity, work harder on yourself. And so in my house, my wife is my queen and I am her king. And our son is our prince. And he knows he's being raised to be a king and to raise up with himself, unite with the queen. He knows it.
Yeah.
And
it's about that balance. We are not the same, but the balance is where the wonderfulness of life is, and getting that balance right. When it's imbalanced, that's where all the horribleness of the inequality, that's where it comes from. Whereas we are equal but completely different and unique beings.
1,000,000% equal, 1,000,000% different, almost, from especially from a hormonal standpoint. But it's a dance.
Yes.
Love with each other is a dance. So my next book is going to be on relationships. This book here is about empowering women and getting men and women to talk. Now we're going to talk about next will be how they need to continue that romantic dance.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, you just had phenomenal success already with this book, and I know that you've got more books on in the way. So the next one's going to be specifically about those
relationship
issues that we have. Yeah. Yep.
I already got the name of the book. I wish I could tell you, but I can't now, but you're going to love it. I'm coming back on your show if you have me to talk about it.
Absolutely, Jay. Without a shadow of a doubt, I will have you back any day. How much of your life learnings have gone into the writing of these books?
Every bit of me. You see, when I write... Mm-hmm. I'm putting all of me into it. What's all of me? All of my life experience. And I'm writing it because I'm writing it for my future generations.
Yeah.
And then for everyone else. So I have a little bit of selfishness in that I want my son, and then I hope to have a daughter and then their children. I'm writing to them. What do I want them to carry on from me? And then I want the world to feel and experience that. So it's all of me.
And it's a powerful legacy, isn't it?
Yes. Off the charts.
And we need more men to write from that standpoint of vulnerability, to share from that realness, because there's enough ego-centric patriarchy across the world to last a millennia, and it's already been out of control for millennia. Yeah. And it's just such a divine privilege to talk to men such as yourself, Jay, who are doing the work and encouraging men, young men, old men, all men, to understand that there is no competition, and it's the balance that needs to be restored to humanity. We can't move forward without it, can we?
No, beautiful. You know, right now I'm creating a panel. So on Monday I had four powerhouse women as guest speakers on my live streams. Started out with Forbes Riley.
Yes.
We had Dame Doria Cordova. I don't know if most people have heard her name. You need to know, because if you know Robert Kiyosaki, there's Dame Doria. They were partners for almost a decade or more. And so me and her are really close now because of it's coming together. We're starting to attract, like with you. I can feel the attraction there.
Yes.
And so next week, I'm going to do four real men. Now, I want you to imagine this. All my men will be talking about empowering women. When has that ever happened before? A panel.
Amen. That's awesome.
I'm going to have a panel of successful powerhouse men. I mean successful. That will predominantly be talking about the empowerment of women. I don't know if it's been done before.
Jake. I'm not sure that it has. How can people listen in? How can they tune in?
I'm going to make sure my assistant gives you the link when that happens. But I'm putting together a program with this panel as well. And I would love to invite you as one of the power women to be on the panel. Because,
Jay, that would be just divine.
You know, because I want to have, I got my pen here, because every time somebody gets my heart, if you hit me in my heart, I go, I want you on the Power Woman panel. So I'm officially asking Tony to be on the Power Women panel.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
And then we're going to probably have a show on the Los Angeles Tribune. And we probably will have them help support it and back it up to where we spread it out. Because guess what? You got to have this conversation.
Oh,
And
don't we just have to have those conversations?
most men are not going to do it. I'm telling you right now, ladies, if you're sitting back waiting for most men, look at it. We're at least 6,000 years on the earth, at least 6,000. And nobody's standing up and doing it. So I said, hey, give me the flag. I'm gone. I'm holding the
You're gonna
flag
lead
up.
the way.
Yeah, because you
You're
know
gonna
what?
lead the way,
I thought I was having a
Jay.
daughter. I thought I was having a daughter. And so if I do have a daughter, I
Yeah.
want to go ahead and make it. And you'll see in the book where
Yeah.
for my future daughter, I talked to her in that book. So if I get the
Yeah.
panel up, I might not be able to change the world, but I can change a lot of my
Oh,
world and a lot of your world.
absolutely. Yeah. But Jay, it takes people having the courage to have the conversations in the first place, and then people start to go, oh gosh, I didn't think of it that way. And it starts that ripple effect of people starting to question the way they talk, the way they interact, the way they treat women in general, and it starts to have the bigger impact. And that's so exciting, isn't it?
I'm gonna make it so cool and so sexy to be in unison between men and women.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
gonna make I'm I, that's what my mission is, to make it sexy and cool and fabulous
Yes.
and honorable. Like, people are so like, oh, they are loving each other for
Really
real.
cool.
They're not afraid of
Yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
And he is really edifying and promoting her. And
Yeah.
she is giving it back reciprocal. And that is how it should
Yeah.
be.
Absolutely. And that then makes it more difficult for some of the inequality to exist, because if we create what the new normal looks like and we encourage people to be part of this new normal, that makes everything else abnormal. And then the balance comes back. And that's what we want for our kids, isn't it?
Absolutely. My wife, I'm not worried one thing about her doing something silly in our relationship. Why? Because I empower her and I expect reciprocal, but I don't demand it. I just
Yeah.
expect it, but it
Yes.
comes back
Yes.
because she feels my heart. You see, anytime you suppress someone, you should be afraid. You should be
Yeah.
afraid of getting
Because
hurt.
they'll rise up.
Yeah. So it's just like, racial inequality and all these different inequalities in the
Oh,
world.
yes.
If you suppress
Yes.
someone, you should be afraid because they're not going to want to stay
Because that
suppressed.
will. Correct.
And so
Correct.
if you
They
lift
will
people up,
absolutely.
then you go, huh? And see, that only comes from, see, if you read The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace D. Wattles, you
Yeah.
got competitive play, you got creative play. Almost most of the world works on a competitive plane as if there's not
Yes.
enough. There's
And
it's
there is
unlimited.
enough.
It's unlimited.
There
It never
is. There
stops.
is.
Yes.
And we have within our hands and our lifetime the ability to share that abundance and end poverty and end the socioeconomic statuses that make people less likely to thrive. We can end all that in this generation, Jay.
Yeah, we can. We can do it. It doesn't take that much. I'm telling you, it's really a 1 degree shift. It's just like golf.
Yeah.
If you're off, look, one
Yes.
degree, it's going to be way off down the road. So we keep being way off down the road because we're not taking care of what's happening right here on the
Here and
tee.
now.
Let's take care of the ball on the tee. You see,
Yes.
if we take care of the ball on the tee and we hit it just right, it will continue to carry right. But if we keep
Yes.
getting it wrong here at the tee, at the foundation, then it's going to continue to spread out the wrong ways. And I'm just saying, whatever I can do to inspire, no matter what, I'm telling you, I've been through challenge after challenge after challenge after challenge. No matter
Yes.
what, I'm
Yes.
going to be all in on that everything is possible, everything is great, everything is wonderful. It's all good. There's nothing we can't work out. That's just how I'm gonna think.
Absolutely.
Until I die on
Absolutely.
this earth, I'm gonna keep saying that. And guess what? What's the worst case scenario if we feel that way?
We only have positivity and we feel good.
I love that moment. Tony's was processing. You went, there ain't nothing left. That was, hey, viewers, you got to capture that moment because that was great Tony going. She was, you were deep right there. What made you go so deep? What happened?
I'm actually had one of those really big visionary moments. And I know for, I don't know what it's like to be a black person. I don't know what it's like to be subjected to all the things that your population is objected to. And I had this vision of none of that happening. So yes, women struggle, generally women across the world, we have lots of struggles, but I don't think we still have the struggles that Black African American peoples have. And I just had that vision then of none of that. A world where I'm talking to you and connecting with you and you're empowering women and we're empowering, like, that's what happened then.
Yeah, and I think you got to go back to the beginning, regardless of what you believe.
Yeah. So
if you believe there's a creator or a bang, something created the bang, all right? So if there's something that was created, imagine if you do believe there's a creator, and there's all these humans on earth that are all these different colors. It's no different than Picasso with his paintbrush. And so every time you see someone
it's
with
beautiful.
A different color, it's just a stroke. And so who am I to go judge what the creator wanted to stroke with that brush on that person? That's part of the canvas. And if it was a bang, well, the bang wanted it to be
multicolored,
multiracial, multicolored.
Yes.
So the motto inside our company is to be the most multiracial, multicultural, diverse company in the world. That's all my staff. They know that. All my staff knows it. If you come to my events, I'll show you a video sometime. Events I do around, I've spoken in 20 different countries. If you ever come to my events, they're the most multicultural events you're going to see. It's unbelievable. It's like the United Nations. Because I'm on purpose about it. And I talk to people. I will say to each nationality, one time I did a training in Salzburg, Austria, back in, I think it was 2000.
Oh, I love Salzburg. Oh, you know, I love that place.
The song, what's the Sound of Music? Was
Sound of there? Music. Yes. Yeah, yes. It's gorgeous. So, gorgeous place.
I did a training there, and there were 13 different languages in the audience.
Yay.
We had translators up in booths and all the different headsets were on for all the different languages. And I'm going to tell you something. When you bring the real you, no matter what language you speak, people are going to feel you. And I got up and I did my thing. And I'm telling you, Tony, there were people standing up on tables. They were hugging each other. And you saw all these different nationalities and languages that were embracing each other. Everywhere I go, you got to be that way. There's no discrimination. There's no negativity. There's none of that. Can't have it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Jay, I'm so conscious of the time. And as you know, this is a live show and I don't want the audience to go without knowing that you've got a special offer with regards to your book. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I got, you know, what's so beautiful about it is that my sister, she's so wonderful. She says, we're giving away two special autographed hardcover books to two women who can tell you what makes them feel powerful, who can tell us what makes them feel powerful and what the power of a woman means to them. We want you to email us at media@jnolancoaching.net, media@jnolancoaching.net. And my assistant's going to be reaching out, but we're going to pick.
And reading?
Yep. She's going to read it now. So all everybody listening, if you do these basic things here, we want you to tell what makes you feel powerful. And also, what does the power of a woman mean? So that, hey, ladies, send that in.
Because go right for
now,
it.
My collector's edition right now, there's only 220 of them. They're being sold for $200 each.
They're beautiful. Yeah. They're beautiful. So I had a look yesterday.
Give those away. And guess what? That's not any other show. That's only for Tony's show. Your view.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Yeah. I have to say that my definition of what makes me feel powerful and what it means to me is the opportunity to talk to amazing men like you who have a burning desire to do great and amazing things. And that makes me feel powerful as a woman. The fact that you would take the time to come on a show with me and allow me to interview you when I know you are so completely and absolutely busy. It's a divine privilege, Jay, to talk to you live on the show. And I can't wait to the future conversations that I know that we're going to have. Jay, just finally, before we run out of time, whereabouts can people buy the book?
You got Amazon, you got Barnes & Noble, you got Target. So
everywhere?
All the global distribution. And if you do want to be involved in one of those special copies, like I said, there's only 220. I see several people buying them.
Yes, there is.
You got to go powerofawomanbook.com. Powerofawomanbook.com. What happens with if you buy one of those, one of the $200 versions, not only do we give you the book, but we
you get lots of.
Yeah. I'm going to personally sign it. So I'll sign and make it right out to you. We will stamp it with special edition and there will never be any more. But then we give you all these other products with services. Like it's
I know. There's heaps. It's really the best deal I've seen. I was looking yesterday and going, this is very exciting. Jay, I know that we want to keep talking. There were so many other things that I wanted to talk to you about, the innovations around your brand, the luxury travel, the social media marketing, everything else. I'm going to have to get you back on the show at some stage and we will chat again about you and all the wonderful things that you do. Jay Nolan, thank you so much for being on Radio Tony today. It's a divine pleasure to meet and chat with you.
Same here, man. Everybody, don't get enough of Radio Tony. It's because you can't get enough because this lady is a powerhouse. And I'm going to be telling everybody I meet, you got to go check this powerhouse woman out because she just exudes love, confidence, and you create a great space, Tony. Thank you for the space. This is wonderful.
Thank
you. And thank you to all your audience. I'm sending everybody a ton of love. I want to say something to your audience. I'll leave with this. I say what I say to my son almost every night. Every one of you, listen to me. You are powerful. You are wonderful. You are magnificent. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are strong. You are fast. You are wonderful. And you can do anything. I wish that upon you. Love you.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you so much. Much love to you. And that, my wonderful audience, is our powerhouse interview for this week. We'll be back next week with more everyday business. This is Radio Tony. Bye for now. Thank you so much, Jay.